4. Literal and inferential understanding. Listen carefully. Choose the correct answer for questions 12 to 14 and write its number 1, 2, or 3 in the brackets provided.
Uncle Tim owned a trishaw. It was like a bicycle, except that it had 3 wheels and it could take 2 passengers. One morning, Julie and her brother, Jack, were playing with some cushions on the sofa. Their parents were out at work, but not Uncle Tim, who was retired. "What's all the noise about?" he yawned, looking at the mess the children had made. The cotton filling in the cushions had dropped out, and the living room looked fluffy. "Let's go for a picnic in the countryside," said Uncle Tim. While Julie and Jack tidied the living room, Uncle Tim made some sandwiches and packed drinks and fruit in a huge picnic basket. "Come on board my trishaw," called Uncle Tim. So off they went, with Uncle Tim pedaling happily. However, the road to the countryside was a long one with many bends, and soon he was huffing and puffing away. "Let's eat the food. There'll be less weight this way," he said. But the picnic basket was nowhere to be found. "It must have fallen off around the bend just now," Julie said. They pushed the trishaw all the way back, looking out for the basket as they pushed. They eventually reached their house. There it was, on the garden bench.
Question 12. Why was Uncle Tim at home? Question 13. Why was Uncle Tim huffing and puffing? Question 14. Why was the picnic basket not in the trishaw? Listen to the text again.
Uncle Tim owned a trishaw. It was like a bicycle, except that it had 3 wheels and it could take 2 passengers. One morning, Julie and her brother, Jack, were playing with some cushions on the sofa. Their parents were out at work, but not Uncle Tim, who was retired. "What's all the noise about?" he yawned, looking at the mess the children had made. The cotton filling in the cushions had dropped out, and the living room looked fluffy. "Let's go for a picnic in the countryside," said Uncle Tim. While Julie and Jack tidied the living room, Uncle Tim made some sandwiches and packed drinks and fruit in a huge picnic basket. "Come on board my trishaw," called Uncle Tim. So off they went, with Uncle Tim pedaling happily. However, the road to the countryside was a long one with many bends, and soon he was huffing and puffing away. "Let's eat the food. There'll be less weight this way," he said. But the picnic basket was nowhere to be found. "It must have fallen off around the bend just now," Julie said. They pushed the trishaw all the way back, looking out for the basket as they pushed. They eventually reached their house. There it was, on the garden bench.
You have come to the end of this listening test.